We're holding by Ezra Saviseinu. It's interesting. It says Ezra Saviseinu Atu Meyilom Magid Meshilef Ne Machreim. He's the Ezra for our fathers, and he's Magid Meshiach for us. What's the difference between them? The Siach Yitzchak, though, it's Pirush on the Siddur Agra. He says our fathers, they had supposed to be Tzadatim. They had Zchuyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just had to be an Ezra to help along. Somebody has their Egen and Zchus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu just has to add on a little bit. He's the Ezra. He helps out their Egen and Zchus, and he adds on to help them out. Atumerilam, that's been throughout the generations. Moginu Moshe Livneim, he's the later generations that don't have the same Dargo of Zchus that the Oveis had. So then it's much more. It's Moginu Mashiach. There's Because Baruch Hu Mamish has to be a mugging, protect us in a case where before anything happens, and if we don't have enough zchuyos, so then he's Moshiach once we get into the Masiv that we need to be saved from. Mugging is beforehand, the Moshiach is once you're ready in the Masiv. Melech Oizer, Moshiach Mugging. You've got all the same Lashonis. It's just the opposite way, right? Oizer, Moshiach Mugging. Here it's Melech Oizer, Moshiach Mugging. Here it's Oizer, Ezra. Interestingly enough, in the Rishonim, a bunch of Rishonim mentioned that Bechol Dor V'Dor can be read either L'malo L'mato. Mogin U'Moshiach L'Vnei Ma'achreim Bechol Dor V'Dor, or Bechol Dor V'Dor B'Rumah L'Mai Shavecho. It says V'Shteim Nechonim. I'm not sure why V'Shteim Nechonim. It's Pashit that it should be going on the Mogin U'Moshiach L'Vnei Ma'achreim Bechol Dor V'Dor. What does it mean Bechol Dor V'Dor B'Rumah L'Mai Shavecho? Certainly it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Brum Alom Meshavecha, he's in the highest height, is his Moshav, is his abode, but that's Bechol Dor V'Dor. L'Chor means even in the furthest generations when the B'nai don't have the Zchus that the grandfather has, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eizim. But that's what the Rishonim say. Brum Alom Meshavecha, in the highest of the heights is your Moshav, Mishpatech V'Tzitkosu An Afsei Aretz. What does it mean Afsei Aretz? Afsei, what does it mean the Afsei Aretz? Afsei is Lashon of Efes, of zero, when it's nothingness, when it's zero, when it's the lowest part, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the highest of the high, he is his din and his rachamim, his mishpat and his tzedek, for the Rishonim and Tzadikim, that is Ad Afsei Aretz, until the lowest of the low. Ad Afsei, where there's Kilu, the lowest Darga, where there's Mamish, the lowest of the low, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Mashgiach. Which is what the Gain says, we mentioned in the past, the Gain says, that's bad on Asher Yotzer, where we mentioned, Golui V'yodua Lifnei Chisei Chvoidecha. Why do we bring him Chisei Chvoidecha in the middle of Asher Yotzer? Says the Gain to tell you that even the Gain used to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so lofty, so elevated, that he wouldn't be misastic in the lowly things. Certainly not be aware or involved in the fact that a person is going to the bathroom. On that we're saying no. Golim Yadulim Shivim, all the Aron Yonim, even the lowliest things of a human being, is Golim Yadua. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Brum Ailam and Ad Afsei Aretz, the lowest of low. Ashrei Ish Yishmael Mitzvei Secho, praiseworthy or Lashon of Mu'ushar, is a Lashon of content and satisfied and happy, is somebody that listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvah, means he follows. Shema has the lashon of Kabbalah and is three lashonis that we say in Shema. Shema is to hear, to understand, and is to be makabel. Hashishi Yishmael mitzvah itself, not just that he hears it, but he's makabel them and he does them. V'serascho devarcho yosim alibay. Serascho is the Torah shebitzav. Devarcho is the Torah shemalpeh. Yosim alibay, he makes it a chiluk of his heart that it affects him. It's not just that suffer lachut. The Torah goes zikrich derayin. It goes becomes part of him. Yosim alibay. Emes atu. Before when we said emes sha'atu, now we say emes atu. From the mafarshim of the Siddur, they say emes has two connotations. Emes is either it's true, and emes is also a title, is a description of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rachum chanun emes. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu is beforehand. We're saying emes. It's true. Emes sha'atu. It is true that here, Emes, we're referring to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Emes. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Atu Adorin La'amecho. You are the Adorin La'amecho. La'amecho means that, doesn't say Adorin La'amecho, which would mean that Baal Parchom, Adorin La'amecho, that your Am is makabel you as an Adorin, as a master. Melech Ibar, and a strong king, even if they wouldn't be makabel, the Reviva is to fight their fights. Emes also, once again, it's referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not Emes She'ato. Emes atu rishon v'atu achron v'aladecha ilanu melech v'ilanu mashiach. Emes that you were rishon before there was anybody. Emes that you are achron when there's not going to be anybody. And the chiddush is v'aladecha in between when there is everybody. And there's all the people that are alive. Still v'aladecha ein lanu melech v'ilanu mashiach. We have no other melech who is goyel. We have no other king who is goyel, who redeems us and saves us. The Mashiach, and Michelle, exactly what does it seem? Goyal or Mashiach? Goyal is, some of the Farshim say, whether the person, it's with the involvement of the person himself or without any involvement of the person himself. Goyal and Mashiach. Is Goyal from bondage or Mashiach from any other case of any other situation that a person is involved in, then he needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashiach to take him out.